You want to send a fax to America? The man behind the counter looked perplexed. I had tracked him down with great difficulty. His sign said scanning, copying, fax, DTP. But it seems no one had asked to use the fax in a while, certainly not to America. I don't know if it goes to America, he said doubtfully, as if I had asked for the passenger pigeon service. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata, aka the voter from abroad. As it turns out, the fax didn't go to America. At least it rang, but nothing happened. I imagined a fax machine shrilling into the night in some recess of City Hall in San Francisco at 3 in the morning. By the time City Hall opened for the day, my fax wala here would shut shop. Why bother, said a friend. It's not like you live in Ohio. My vote in California does not really count. And it's 2012, not 2008. That was history. This is just an election. My memory of election night 2008 in San Francisco is vivid. It was the first time I had voted in America. When Barack Obama won, a friend messaged me all the way from Mumbai. It was as if there was a kind of whoosh heard all over the world, the sound of millions of people who had been holding their breath, finally exhaling. Let's go to the election party at the St. Francis, I told a friend. Even if Obama wins again in 2012, it will never be like this time again. This year, from thousands of miles away, I'm getting the Cliff Notes version of the election. Every time Obama mentions Bangalore and outsourcing, it makes news here. I set my clock alarm to watch the debates. I set it again to watch the results, bleary-eyed, in my pajamas. There are election day parties organized by diehard expats, perhaps even with bagels and cream cheese, to create a little make-believe bubble of Americana. But millions of Indians won't really be affected, whether it's President Obama or a President Romney. So do people still care about the US elections in this post-Cold War world? The immigration official at the Bangkok airport stopped me as I was leaving Thailand last month. Can I ask you something? He said. I looked at him warily, nervous, because it's never good when an immigration official wants to ask you something. What do you think about Obama and Romney? He said, almost shyly. Why do American elections matter to the world when barely 50% of Americans show up at the polling booth? I think it's not just about the candidates. It's about a certain faith in institutions, in a process, even when that faith hangs on a chad or the whims of an electoral college. Some of us outside America understand this faith better than many Americans do. We think of elections as being rigged in Russia, rubber-stamped in Africa, bought in India. But it gives some hope that every 4 years, ordinary Americans have the chance to throw the most powerful person in the world out. For many of us, especially middle-class Indians, who grew up thoroughly disengaged from the political process, that's what's eye-opening. The feeling that the man on the street still kinda matters. I heard Obama in his final rally in Iowa this week.
After all the months of campaigning, it all comes down to you. It's out of my hands now. It's in yours. All of it depends on what you do.
It gave me goosebumps. In the deep hush that follows weeks of frenzied campaigning and the relentless din of TV ads and robocalls, you could finally hear the ticking heart of democracy. I was glad I'd printed out the voter registration form on our creaking printer at home. I was glad that when the fax failed me, I couriered it over, that I filled out the actual ballot with a little help from friends in San Francisco and couriered that over as well. It was the most expensive vote I'd ever cast, but I'm glad I did it. However, now that that civic duty is done, I have one more to deal with. A summons for jury duty has shown up in the mail, and presently living abroad does not seem to be a valid excuse. For KALW, this is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata.